Sleeping Gods vs. Distant Skies in 2026, which open world campaign should you buy? Hi, this is Yumi. Let us make your next game night a very good one. Buy Distant Skies for the cleaner standalone entry and more modern onboarding. Buy the original Sleeping Gods for the sprawling voyage that made the series a grail. Neither requires the other. Sleeping Gods vs. Distant Skies can look like one obvious shelf until product codes, formats, standalone boxes, expansions, and deluxe treatments begin competing for the same budget. This guide starts where the table starts. The player opens the introduction, assigns campaign records, learns travel and tests, and chooses one rumor rather than every horizon. The cabinet's test is whether an illustrated atlas becomes a memory palace where ports, rumors, injuries, keywords, and distant silhouettes invite one more page. We sort the verified products by that experience. Then show the setup, strategy warnings, and stopping point that keep a promising first purchase from becoming an expensive pile. If this guide helps, using the Amazon links on the page is a simple way to support Puzzlewick at no additional cost to you. The short answer, which Sleeping Gods vs. Distant Skies should you buy? Buy Distant Skies for the cleaner standalone entry and more modern onboarding. Buy the original Sleeping Gods for the sprawling voyage that made the series a grail. Neither requires the other. The first table job is simple. The player opens the introduction, assigns campaign records, learns travel and tests, and chooses one rumor rather than every horizon. Every later box must solve a limitation that appeared during real play. For Sleeping Gods vs. Distant Skies, the useful question is not which carton is largest. It is whether the product supports the player's learning curve, session length, and signature decision you actually want to repeat. Both are long campaign commitments. Retail links are exact title Amazon pages. Rules and compatibility claims are anchored to the linked editorial sources. What does playing Sleeping Gods vs. Distant Skies actually feel like? Both turn exploration into a living atlas where a place name, keyword, or damaged crew member can change the meaning of a future choice. Play the introduction without chasing efficiency, then record keywords and stop at a natural save point. Expert play balances quest memory, fatigue, damage, resources, and travel cost without converting discovery into spreadsheet obedience. The lasting hook is that an illustrated atlas becomes a memory palace where ports, rumors, injuries, keywords, and distant silhouettes invite one more page. The game comes alive when a learner stops following a phase chart and makes a choice the rest of the table must respect. First session, rule play the recommended base setup before adding a module. A clean loss teaches more than a complicated win. How should the first box be assembled, staged, and taught? Set up, use a campaign log, labeled bagging bookmark tabs, and a stable safe shelf where the atlas cannot be disturbed. Teaching plan, share reading duties and ask the active player to make the final narrative choice. Before cleanup, photograph both standalone boxes, atlases, storybooks, crew or character boards, tokens, cards, quest log, and save storage. That becomes the group's honest reset reference and makes the second session faster without adding another accessory. The first teach succeeds when everyone performs the signature decision before the host gives a history lecture. What do players compare it to, and where does the comparison break? Original emphasizes ship and crew sprawl. Distant Skies offers a refined standalone adventure with different structure. The strongest board game geek and forum comparisons keep returning to onboarding, campaign structure, administration, exploration, combat, solo load, save system, story tone, and expansion compatibility. Those practical differences outlast laundry declarations that one box simply wins. Read The Matrix as a table fit tool for Sleeping Gods vs. Distant Skies. Theme earns the first play, while repeatable pacing and a tolerable host load earn permanent shelf space. What should you buy first, second, and not yet? Start Sleeping Gods Distant Skies, the standalone sequel and easier entry. Add next Sleeping Gods, the original open world campaign. Only if Sleeping Gods Tides of Ruin, more Atlas quests and original game exploration. The stopping rule matters. They are standalone products, not base plus expansion. The original has heavier crew administration. An Amazon page proves that a listing exists. It does not prove that the item belongs in this buying order. For Sleeping Gods vs. Distant Skies, edition, language, seller included contents and exact product code still outrank a convenient checkout button. Open one new rules envelope at a time. Let the table feel clever before asking it to feel comprehensive. What is inside each purchase path and what does each product change? Sleeping Gods Distant Skies, the standalone sequel and easier entry. This is the first complete experience in this guide. Both are long campaign commitments. Sleeping Gods, the original open world campaign. Add it only after the table can explain why the original open world campaign is the missing job. They are standalone products, not base plus expansion. Sleeping Gods, Tides of Ruin, more Atlas quests and original game exploration. Add it only after the table can explain why more Atlas quests and original game exploration is the missing job. The original has heavier crew administration. These are not interchangeable cartons. Each exact ASIN has one job in the collection. Foundation, added player count, broader geography, deeper systems, or a specialist convenience. Product photos and official rules references are shown at reading size, so addition marks and included components can be checked before checkout. When a box is an expansion, its matching foundation remains mandatory. When it is standalone, owning the older game may still be useful, but it is not a rules dependency. That distinction prevents the two most common purchase failures: buying an expansion with nothing to expand and replacing a complete game with merely newer packaging. The edition name dependency and direct Amazon identity were checked together. Compatible and standalone are not synonyms. Beginner, regular, advanced, and expert strategy beginner follow one rumor. 5 half-started quests create expensive sailing. Regular, save with a destination. Write the next intended location, not only the current state. Advanced, price travel. A distant reward can be worse than a nearby recovery. Expert, preserve broad skill coverage. A crew optimized for one test type will pay elsewhere. Debrief the port name that finally connected two old clues. Name the decision that created it and the rule or timing window that remained muddy. 5 focus minutes will improve the next session more than buying novelty to cover an unresolved teach. This ladder cross-checks the official rule structure against recurring owner questions about onboarding, campaign structure, administration, exploration, combat, solo load, save system, story tone, and expansion compatibility. Community experience is synthesized in Puzzlewick's voice, never disguised as invented first-hand play or an anonymous quotation. A 3-session path from unboxing to confident play. Session 1, learn a loop. Play the introduction without chasing efficiency, then record keywords and stop at a natural save point. Keep optional modules closed, play legal turns, and record only the rules questions that actually interrupt the decision. Session 2, remove friction. Use the setup photograph, assign component zones, and practice the save with a destination habit. The goal is a clean start and finish, not a more elaborate table. Session 3, earn the next layer. Apply price travel and debrief the port name that finally connected two old clues. Only then decide whether the next product in the ladder solves a repeated limitation or merely extends the shopping phase. This schedule protects the reason an illustrated atlas becomes a memory palace where ports, rumors, injuries, keywords, and distant silhouettes invite one more page. It also gives a buyer enough evidence to return, wait, or expand without mistaking launch excitement for long-term fit. Mastery is 3 cleaner decisions, not 3 more boxes. What is the real table hosting and solo commitment? Hosting, share reading duties and ask the active player to make the final narrative choice. Solo, both support solo campaign play. Use a written quest log to reduce cognitive load. The invisible budget is many sessions, written notes, stable storage, story reading, atlas handling, component sorting, and permission to stop at a real save point. That workload predicts whether Sleeping Gods versus Distant Skies returns to the table more reliably than the excitement of opening it. Invite the group the game was designed for, not the group you wish would become different after seeing the box. What do lower star reviews and long-term owners warn about? The durable warnings are fit warnings. Both are long campaign commitments. They are standalone products, not base plus expansion. The original has heavier crew administration. For Sleeping Gods versus Distant Skies, Amazon review patterns were used as a secondary signal for recurring packaging, component, complexity, and expectation failures. Ratings and isolated quotes are not frozen because listings merge and the useful signal is the repeated problem, not a moving decimal. A credible warning predicts who will regret the purchase and why. A complaint that merely describes an illustrated atlas becomes a memory palace where ports, rumors, injuries, keywords, and distant silhouettes invite one more page is not a defect. It is evidence for the who should skip it verdict. Common misconceptions corrected before checkout. Distant Skies is not an expansion. The original is not obsolete. Campaign length alone does not measure narrative density. This Sleeping Gods vs. Distant Skies record was checked July 30, 2026. Product identities and availability can move. Puzzlewix Publishing ordered rechecks direct Amazon identity, while dated publisher sources preserve the rules and compatibility baseline for the next refresh. The Puzzlewix shelf plan for Sleeping Gods vs. Distant Skies. Distant Skies is the safer first purchase in 2026. The original remains the richer choice for players specifically drawn to managing the Manticore crew across a vast sea. Before adding Sleeping Gods, explain which repeated table problem it fixes, and how that changes an illustrated atlas becomes a memory palace where ports, rumors, injuries, keywords, and distant silhouettes invite one more page. If the answer is still more stuff, stop with the first verified box. Current verified Amazon options. Sleeping Gods, Distant Skies on Amazon, Sleeping Gods on Amazon, Sleeping Gods, Tides of Ruin on Amazon. Final verdict. Distant Skies is the safer first purchase in 2026. The original remains the richer choice for players specifically drawn to managing the Manticore crew across a vast sea. Frequently asked questions. Do I need Sleeping Gods before Distant Skies? Number which is easier to start? Distant Skies. Which is better solo? Both support solo. Distant Skies is the cleaner onboarding choice. Does Tides of Ruin work with Distant Skies? No, it expands the original Sleeping Gods. What is the safest first purchase for Sleeping Gods vs. Distant Skies? The standalone sequel and easier entry. Start with the exact edition linked in this guide. Play it repeatedly, and add another box only when the table can name the missing experience. Should I buy every product in this Sleeping Gods vs. Distant Skies guide at once? Number the sequence is a stop-aware ladder, not a single cart. Buy the first complete experience, then let repeated play justify the next box.